local news, talk, weather, and traffic. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:07 FM Talk 106.5. Today, not the big temperature change day, but at least we can see it from here. More from Dr. Bill coming up with your forecast. Right now, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, County and State Troopers are clear. It's been a good start so far as you're traveling across the Bayway and the Causeway, Daphne, Spanish Fort, no delays, and a good ride from Tillman's Corner and Theodore. The Blacksmith Experience at Daphne offers beginning blacksmithing and knife-making classes. Learn to design and forge your own knife and other fun projects. Weeknight and weekend classes available. Reserve your spot at theblacksmithexperience.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Bring a little nature indoors to your office. Plants improve productivity and attendance by making a more pleasant working atmosphere, and they actually help filter the air. Carpets, drapes, new paint, and all kinds of furnishings can contain harmful chemicals that can cause headaches, burning eyes, and sinus problems. Nature Indoors will help you solve those problems by bringing a little nature indoors. Beautiful plants and a well-trained professional staff. Call Nature Indoors 649-7733. Bring a little nature indoors to your office. 649-7733.
Contests on FM Talk 106.5 are open to persons 18 years of age or older. No purchase necessary to enter or win. Void where prohibited by law. Unless otherwise stated, all prizes must be claimed in person at FM Talk 106.5 studios during regular business hours. All prizes must be claimed within 14 days of winning. No substitution is permitted, and for all prizes with a value over $600, winners must complete a prize claim form. Present a valid Social Security number and will be issued an IRS Form 1099 for the fair market value. Winners are responsible for all applicable title and registration fees and any state, local, and federal taxes. FM Talk 106.5 WAVH, their employees, owners, and agents are not responsible for liabilities arising directly or indirectly from the award or use of the prize. Bigler Broadcasting reserves the right to revise these rules at any time. For a complete copy of the FM Talk 106.5 official contest rules, visit us during regular business hours. 900 Western America Circle, Suite 106, Mobile.
10 minutes after 6 o'clock, it's Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5. A little sneak preview here, Sean and Dalton. When you hear that that just ran with big voice radio station, big voice guy,
yeah.
Jeff Davis, by the way, his name.
Oh, okay.
Mom lives in Milton. He lives out in Los Angeles, does movie voiceovers and all that stuff. His mom lives in Milton.
That's
near the station.
That's local.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. When you hear that, when we give you the contest rules bunch, that means we're getting ready to launch another contest.
Yeah.
So we run the contest rules while we're getting ready to run contests. Can't give you all the details other than, am I overstating this when, if, I'm going to say, if you're somebody who likes to go outside, has things you like to do in the outdoors, a lot of different things in the outdoors, we got a prize package coming your way that you're going to go bonkers over.
Yeah, you didn't step wrong anywhere in that statement. And, you know, a lot of different companies, businesses, radio stations, TV stations, every time they have something, it's always the newest, biggest. Mm-hmm. And I know we say that a lot, but that's because
we pay that off, though.
This is, without a doubt, the biggest contest we've ever had.
That's right. We've had some pretty darn cool showcases over the years, giving away lots and lots of prizes. We've even grown it more this year. I mean, it's our 10th year.
We had
to do it big. And we have done exactly that. Details coming out soon. So, yeah, when you hear a little tell there inside baseball, when you hear the contest rules play a good bit, it's because we're about to launch another contest.
Mm.
12 minutes after 6 o'clock. Here's Kelly with headlines.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Senator Doug Jones is coming back to the state for a number of chats, and you are invited to share your likes, your dislikes, and ideas today. At 6:45 a.m., the senator will give remarks to the Vestavia Hills Sunrise Rotary. Then he heads here to Mobile to speak at the Chamber of Commerce's forum, which is here at noon at the Renaissance Mobile Riverview Plaza Hotel. The senator then heads to BioLaboratory to hold a discussion on rural health care with Dr. Regina Benjamin. She was the 18th Surgeon General of the United States. That chat happens at 2:15. The conversation will be featured during the Bayou on the Move Health Fair hosted by BioClinic at 13230 Winslow Avenue. And then this evening at 5:30 p.m., Senator Jones will hold a constituent town hall in Escambia County. This event is open to the public and seating is first come, first serve. If you're interested, head to the Bruton City Hall at 1010A Douglas Avenue. This morning, Mobile Police need your help to find 21-year-old Demarius Frowner. He is accused of a holdup in broad daylight last month. The victim told police that Frowner pulled a gun on him and robbed him in Mobile Terrace on Lincoln Boulevard and 8th Street. Frowner's described as 5 feet 4 inches tall, weighing 142 pounds. If you have information, call Crime Stoppers at 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
They build the best trailers on the market today. For nearly 65 years, McLean Trailers have been serving the trailer market in Houston and later Baton Rouge, stressing quality, customer service, and ingenuity. McLean manufactured, galvanized, and aluminum boat trailers, along with a variety of cargo and utility trailers, are on display at McLean Trailers' new showroom, 26110 Railroad Avenue, south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. McLean Trailers' new modern repair service facility can take care of all your trailer problems and repairs. McLean Trailers in Loxley has the largest inventory of trailer parts and accessories around. Whether you need a new aluminum or galvanized boat, a cargo or utility trailer, McLean Trailers can meet your needs. When you need parts, accessories, or your trailer needs repairs, McLean Trailers can handle it. For all your trailer needs, go by today and see Robert at McLean Trailers, 26110 Railroad Avenue, the south side of Loxley, just off Highway 59. Go by McLean Trailers today.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It's business as usual at the Oasis Travel Center off the Wilcox Road exit at I-10. After a bomb scare last night, employees were alarmed when they heard beeping coming from a box left at the gas pumps. A bomb squad was called in. Turns out it contained a GPS ankle monitor and a charger. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is investigating who ditched the package at Oasis and why. The 48th Annual National Shrimp Festival kicks off in Gulf Shores today. The festival brings out local people and people from all around the country as well. There is music and dozens of vendors offering some of the best seafood in the Gulf Coast. The festival runs through Sunday. Senator Doug Jones will visit South Alabama today. He'll be making stops in Mobile, Bayou LaBattery, and Escambia County. The senator will speak with the Mobile Chamber of Commerce's Forum Alabama lunch at the Renaissance Hotel at noon. Then he'll discuss health care with the 18th Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, at 2:15 at the Bayou Clinic. He'll round out his tour with a town hall meeting at the Bruton City Hall at 5 o'clock. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
When it comes to my business, access and control of information is critical.
I need a partner I can trust 24/7. CSpire Business was the easy choice.
Their IT experts have the experience and insight we need.
Connectivity, cloud, cybersecurity. CSpire worked with us to find the best technologies for our unique needs.
Having a top IT team isn't optional anymore.
CSpire has my back now and into the future.
Insight, experience, your IT partner. CSpire Business, customer inspired.
You know, a lot of advertisements for sales jobs are sugar-coated with all the money you could potentially make, or they're honey-dipped with opportunity. In reality, you make as much as you put into it. FM Talk 106.5 is looking for good people to be on the street representing us to local businesses while helping them with their local marketing. Experience is preferred, but we'll work with folks with a good attitude. This is Bill Roth, Director of Sales. Drop me an email to jobs@fmtalk1065.com today, and we'll set up an appointment. That's jobs@fmtalk1065.com.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 106.5's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams four times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 106.5.
The Braves get steamrolled by St. Louis, the Nationals upset the Dodgers, and the president goes after NBA coaches. 617 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. The St. Louis Cardinals are moving on to the National League Championship Series after scoring a record 10 first-inning runs yesterday afternoon in a 13-1 win over the Atlanta Braves. Cardinals outfielder Dexter Fowler led off the game with a walk and scored St. Louis's first run of the game, and then came back to the plate later in that inning and hit a 2-RBI double to left field for a 7-0 lead.
Fowler, that's inside the bag. Another fair ball. This is going to score two more, and the Cardinals just pouring it on in the first inning.
Colton Wong followed that with another 2-RBI double to stretch the lead to 10-0 before Atlanta even got to bat. The 10-run first inning set an MLB playoff record and tied the record for most runs ever scored by a team in any playoff inning. Cards tacked on another run in the second and two more in the third. Braves third baseman Josh Donaldson scored Atlanta's only run on a fourth-inning solo homer. Mike Foltynewicz started on the mound for Atlanta and gave up six of the Cardinals' runs before being pulled after only one out. He was, needless to say, disappointed after the game.
I don't know what happened out there. I'm very embarrassed for all this hard work. For this team to do, veterans, rookies, all of us guys, for it to come down to this, not even give our team a chance.
Braves have now lost 10 straight postseason series. They last advanced to a championship series in 2001. After the game, longtime Braves catcher Brian McCann announced his retirement.
This is everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to come back and get a chance at the postseason, and this is it for me. So I'm going to go home and be a dad and play with those kids.
McCann said he made the decision to retire following the season around a month and a half ago.
Sure he did.
Yeah.
Sometime during the game last night.
right around 7-0 in the first inning. In the other National League Division Series Game 5, the Washington Nationals rallied from a 3-0 deficit to upset the NL-leading LA Dodgers in extra innings 7-3. Washington tied the game at 3 in the 8th inning on back-to-back homers. Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto both hit solo homers off Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw, who came off the bench in relief of starter Walker Buehler. Then in the top of the 10th, a Nats grand slam from Howie Kendrick.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swing and a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick has done it!
That call from Nationals radio on 106.7 The Fan. It's the first Nationals playoff series win since they moved to Washington in 2005. National League Championship Series begins tomorrow in St. Louis at 7. Tonight, Game 5 of the American League Division Series between Houston and Tampa Bay. Gerrit Cole will start on the mound for Houston and Tyler Glasnow for Tampa. Winner moves on to face the Yankees in the ALCS. First pitch in Houston tonight at 6:07. It may just be preseason, but rookie Zion Williamson's giving New Orleans Pelicans fans plenty to be excited about. Zion scored a game-high 29 points last night in a Pelicans win over Chicago, 127-125.
Holiday, the rebound, quick outlet, both teams want to push
there
the pace.
It is.
Ball throws it up, Williamson lays it down.
Great unselfish play right there by Ball.
Williamson had 16 points by halftime, added 13 more in the third quarter before Coach Alvin Gentry sat his starters. New Orleans will play three more preseason games before starting the regular season in Toronto on October 22nd. As China continues to cut ties with the NBA following Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey's pro-Hong Kong tweet last week, coaches, players, and now President Trump have weighed in on the situation. The NBA apologized to China for Morey's tweet that supported the Hong Kong protesters. That didn't keep Chinese companies from cutting ties. Usually outspoken head coaches Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich did not criticize China when asked about the situation, like they've criticized the president and America so many times before. So yesterday, the president criticized them.
Well, the NBA is a different thing. I mean, I watch this guy, Steve Kerr, and he was like a little boy. He was so scared to be even answering the question. He couldn't answer the question. He was shaking. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. He didn't know how to answer the question. And he'll talk about the United States very badly.
The NBA has hosted exhibition games in China since 2006, but are now unsure of their future in the world's second largest economy. 621 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
Hey guys, Cole Kubik here, and I want to tell you about the Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash coming up November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. A $10,000 drawdown is going to take place, catered by Bay Gourmet. Adult beverages will be provided by Serta Brewery. DJ Dr. Feelgood will be in the house along with a silent auction. Proceeds are going to go to Auburn Wheelchair Sports. The Rolling Tigers Booster Club Bash, November the 13th, 6 to 9 at St. Dominic Murphy Center. All proceeds going to Auburn Wheelchair Sports.
Tickets available at all Rim Animal Clinic locations.
expectations.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 1065.
FM Talk 1065, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you worried about your retirement, losing money in the stock market, and low interest rates? Listen to Safe Investing in the New Economy, brought to you by Safe Harbor Financial Services, LLC in Daphne. Sundays from 4 until 5 p.m. on FM Talk 1065.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, Mobile Police Department, county officers are clear, but state troopers at Lillian Highway between Baldwin County and Pensacola, they've got it closed due to a major accident with injuries involving an 18-wheeler. There's fuel spill along the roadway and it'll likely be several hours before the roadway's clear. Currently, both directions of the bridge are closed. Nothing scary here. Come see singing spiders and dancing scarecrows at Thriller Nights of Lights of Mobile at Hank Aaron Stadium. $7 per person. Kids 3 and under are free now through Halloween from 7 to 10 p.m. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
That's going to be a real pain for folks this morning. Thanks for that update, Kane. As you're looking at, if you come across the Lillian Bridge, you're not. Right now, several hours, according to Sheriff Foss Mack, there in Baldwin County, large wreck, 18-wheeler, fuel all over the road. This is at the Lillian Bridge, Highway 98. At least a couple hours closure there while they do this cleanup. We'll give you the latest with traffic coming up throughout the morning. Right now, let's get headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. New information on a pedestrian who was killed here in Mobile. Police have identified the victim as 34-year-old Kenardo Finkley. He was killed walking northbound on I-65 on the service road Tuesday evening. Investigators say that he was hit by a pickup truck, which was also traveling in the northbound lane. There was another person walking with Finkley, but that unidentified person did not sustain injuries. As for Finkley, he was pronounced dead on the scene. A package store in Bruton robbed, and the two suspects are on the run, and all of it was caught on surveillance video Tuesday night close to 10 p.m. at the Bruton Package on South Boulevard. That's where the robbery happened, and police are hoping that if you have any information regarding this crime or possibly identifying the two suspects, that you give them a call. You can call Bruton Police at 251-809-2804. Switching gears this morning, an Alabama university has been tapped to perform at an NFL game later this month. The mighty Marching Hornets have been selected to play at Atlanta's Mercedes-Benz Stadium October the 20th at halftime of the Atlanta Falcons Los Angeles Rams game. The announcement was made on Wednesday. Alabama State University does have a nationally recognized marching band, and they say, quote, "The invitation for our marching band to perform at halftime for the NFL's Falcons vs. Rams football game is an important tribute to Alabama State University's excellent band program and to its superb student musicians who are widely known nationally for their legacy of high energy, high quality performances." This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.
All right, 625 FM Talk 106.5. Finally, some scientific research we could use here, although it's just reinforcing things probably we could go ahead and just already know. So the most dangerous part of eating while driving, because you know this is my thing, as we talk about texting while driving, and I said they didn't need to make a new law, they just should enforce the distracted driving laws, because whether you're texting or you're hunting for the french fry you dropped.
Yeah, or fiddling with the radio station.
You're distracted.
That's right.
Okay, well, recent survey found the most dangerous part of eating and driving is unwrapping your food. followed by reaching for something like a napkin. Okay. A survey by Insure.com, not E, not like the drink, but I. Insure.com found the most dangerous part of eating and driving is unwrapping your food. Here's what they said. Reaching for, number one, unwrapping your food. Number two, reaching for something like a napkin came in a close second, followed by cleaning up a spill or stain. Preach. Stuff on your shirt. Preach. Putting condiments on your food and dealing with trash when you're done. In general, the most dangerous things to eat behind the wheel.
Okay.
This is what we all want to know.
Yeah.
Are things that require two hands or might cause a spill, might make you take your eyes off the road. Most popular foods we eat behind the wheel, french fries, number one.
Of course.
Okay.
They were like made for driving.
Yes. Candy bars?
Okay. I don't know. Maybe people trying to eat a quick snack.
Hamburgers, yeah. Chips, and the last a time between donuts and granola bars. 56% of Americans admit to eating while driving on a semi-regular basis. Bull.
What, 56%?
It's got to be 86%. I mean, I know there's some people that there's never any eating in their car, but I'm not related to any of them.
Yeah, I don't have one of those cars.
Okay, so according to their study, 56% of Americans admit to eating while driving on a semi-regular basis, including 7% who do it every day. Seems more like my people. Older Americans are the worst about it. Yeah, Grandpa. 13% of people between 55 and 64 say they do it every day. And women do it more than men.
Uh-huh. They're trying to show that they're actually not eating at home. They're
right.
eating on the road.
Right. Oh, I didn't have anything to eat.
I'm starving.
Guys were 17% more likely to say they never eat behind the wheel. Because that's probably young guys when you had your first real nice car. You're like, nobody can eat in here. Y'all can't even breathe in here. So there you go. You want to do something dangerous while you're driving? Please don't, but unwrapping your meal is the worst part.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. The number of possible cases of lung disease from vaping in Alabama continues to rise. The State Department of Public Health updated its numbers yesterday. 24 possible cases have been reported. 2 have a confirmed link to vaping, including 1 death. 3 are probable cases. 6 others are still being investigated. A man from Pensacola has been charged with 21 counts of child porn possession. The Florida Department of Law Enforcement began their investigation in August. They searched 53-year-old James Leeper's home and found 21 images of child porn on a USB drive. One of the children was 5 years old. Leeper was booked into the Escambia County Jail. Deputies arrested 3 13-year-olds accused of making school threats against St. Martin Middle School in Jackson County, Mississippi. The first arrest was Saturday after a student reportedly threatened to shoot up the school during a school dance. 2 more students were arrested Tuesday on the same charges. We're told more arrests are possible. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5, local coverage you can count on.
The law firm of Taylor Martino in Mobile is aggressively pursuing a lawsuit against the 3M company for selling faulty earplugs that were distributed to American servicemen and women. If you have experienced hearing loss or tinnitus as a result of using these earplugs, you may have a claim.
Hi, I'm Ed Rowan from Taylor Martino Law Firm. I'm also a Marine. If you were issued the 3M earplugs and served in the military from 2003 to 2015 and you have suffered a hearing loss or tinnitus, which is permanent ringing in the ear, then you have a claim and we want to help you. The federal government has already established that 3M, the manufacturer of this earplug, defrauded the government by selling defective earplugs. So if you're a veteran, you've served your country from 2003 to 2015, and you have hearing loss or tinnitus, you have a claim and we want to help you. And all you have to do is just Google Taylor Martino Law Firm, Mobile, Alabama, and you'll find us.
No representation is made that legal services performed are greater than the quality of legal services of others.
Nothing is more important than protecting your family and property. That's why you should make a free call right now to Vivint, the number one smart home services provider in the U.S. Vivint will make your home safer and more secure with a state-of-the-art system that's so simple to use. Vivint smart home specialists provide award-winning monitoring of your system 24/7, 365 to respond to any emergency, even when you can't. And with the 4.5-star rated Vivint smart home mobile app, control your entire house from anywhere. Locks, cameras, security system, all at your fingertips on your mobile device. Call Vivint now and get a free quote, professional installation, and full smart home service for as little as $2 per day. Equipment purchase or service agreement required. Conditions apply. Call now. A smart home is a safer home. So protect your family and your property, home or business, with a Vivint smart home system.
Call 800-432-8430. That's 800-432-8430. Call now. 800-432-8430. 800-432-8430.
Turkey's attack on the Kurdish militia in northeast Syria is aimed at restoring the region's demographic structure and sending Syrians back to their own homes. That's the explanation for the invasion from Turkish President Erdogan this morning. He's apparently unmoved by world condemnation, as we hear from correspondent Nick Payton Walsh at the Turkey-Syria border.
Turkey sending a message that it is not deterred by the broad international criticism. Different nations coming out and condemning Turkey, who would normally be very friendly towards its objectives here. But the broader question is, how deep will they go? What is their broad purpose in all of this.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky says there was no blackmail in his phone call with President Trump, the one that's helped spark the impeachment inquiry. And Zelensky tells the Associated Press he only learned after their July 25 talk that the U.S. had blocked hundreds of millions of dollars in military aid to Ukraine. Stock futures have taken just a fraction away overnight from yesterday's rebound on Wall Street. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Rasa Kay with Your Money Now. Belgium-based biopharmaceutical company UCB will acquire U.S.-based Ra Pharmaceuticals for $2 billion. Shareholders of Ra Pharma will get $48 a share under the all-cash deal expected to close in the first quarter of next year. Ra Pharma focuses on rare diseases, while UCB develops treatments for severe diseases of the immune system. Fidelity Investments is the latest online brokerage to eliminate trading commissions. Fidelity had charged $4.95 for trades made online, but as of today, there's no fee for online trades of U.S. stocks, exchange-traded funds, and options. Sales of 5G smartphones are estimated to reach a billion devices globally by 2025. That's in a new forecast by Strategy Analytics. Fewer than 1% of phones sold in 2019 are projected to be 5G devices. The Dow gained 181 points. The S&P climbed 26, while the Nasdaq advanced 80. Futures are mixed at this hour. And that's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Champy's Fried Chicken in Daphne has everything to make your taste buds dance. Champy's has fresh hand-rolled hot tamales, homemade sides, fresh farm-raised catfish, awesome chicken tenders, salads, fresh cooked-to-order fried chicken, and don't forget about our fully stocked bar while watching your favorite game on one of our many TVs. Hey, your friends are here, so come join us at Champy's Famous Fried Chicken in Daphne on Highway 98, open 7 days a week.
Now weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
And we'll get to Dr. Bill in just 1 second. Update here from our news partners at WKRG involving that wreck on the Lillian Bridge there on 98. It is a fatality wreck. 3 people killed in that accident. The bridge is going to be closed for several hours, according to Baldwin County Sheriff Hoss Mack, due to the wreck. 18-wheeler involved in this wreck. Fuel all over the road. They're doing the cleanup there, but now we're finding out, sadly, a fatality wreck there on the Lillian Bridge, Highway 98, Baldwin County, going into Florida. All right, 6:35, time to check our forecast and talk to staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams. Good morning.
Oh, good morning, Sean.
So yesterday, it was warm, but maybe not as bad. Did we hit 90? Did we get there, or did we stay
in the... Yeah, we actually got up to 92.
Wow.
See,
92. But, of course, the humidity is on the low side, so we're getting now that to experience so many 90-degree readings that 92 seems okay. But, we get another warm day today. In fact, we could make it up to around 90, perhaps into the upper 80s. Look for plenty of sunshine, and we may see an isolated thunderstorm this afternoon. Now, we did have some isolated thunderstorms yesterday. In fact, a very heavy thunderstorm right over Fairhope, and which dumped a lot of rain in a short period of time. So we may see that type of thing today, except it'll be in other locations. As for tonight, it'll clear off, mostly clear, about 72. And then for Friday, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and a high in the upper 80s. Now, reason for that is a cold front that is now coming through Arkansas and the Mississippi River, and we expect to see that front move into our area for Saturday. And in the meantime, look for partly cloudy skies tomorrow with scattered thunderstorms, upper 80s. And then on Saturday, it'll be partly cloudy with a few morning showers and cooler, 78 for the high temperature on Saturday.
Wow.
So that should feel good.
Yeah.
And then cooling down to around 60 to 62 degrees for Saturday night. As for Sunday, looks like a pretty good day, mostly sunny, just isolated thunderstorms are possible. High will be in the upper 80s. And then Monday and Tuesday, it looks like that front will come back as a warm front and give us scattered thunderstorms for both days with temperatures in the mid-80s.
All right. You talk about these several days here with some chance of rain. Any of this appreciable? I mean, is it any kind of drought buster, or what do you expect?
Yeah, they're going to be isolated. However, tomorrow, hopefully, we'll get enough of those showers around so that some large areas will get some temporary relief. Unfortunately, it looks like most of the rain that'll be with that front will start to decrease as it moves into Alabama. And so we may not get all the rain that we hope for with this next front that's coming in late tomorrow and into Saturday.
All right. What about the tropics, Dr. Bill? What's going on there?
Nothing in the way of a named storm. There are some series of disturbances out over the Atlantic. Also a tropical wave in the Caribbean, but nothing developing at this time.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast and his eye on the tropics. Once again, if you are traveling between Florida and Alabama, use the Lillian Bridge there. A few hours at least is what we're hearing that it's going to be shut down. Lillian Bridge closed for several hours due to a large wreck involving 18-wheeler. Fuel all over the road there. And we're now hearing from our news partners at WKRG that is a fatality wreck, three fatalities in that accident. But once again, traffic-wise will be an issue if you're going Baldwin County into Florida. Lillian Bridge is closed for several hours. 6:38, we'll get more updates from Kane coming up, and Kelly's got her headlines next.
Hello, I'm Van, president of Century Bank. Since 1903, our foundation has been built on listening to each customer's needs and providing them with the best banking experience in the industry through personal relationships. We invite you to visit Century Bank today and experience the friendly attitude of our employees as they serve your financial needs with sincere pride. After all, at Century Bank, we take banking personally.
The 2019 Stan Mahoney Youth Fishing Tournament is coming Saturday, October 20th at Barber Marina. And this year it's a little different, with the tournament starting at 6 p.m. the night before the noon weigh-in to allow the kids a chance to do some night fishing. A 15-foot aluminum skiff with a 2018 20-horse Suzuki outboard will be raffled off. The tournament is being sponsored by the Wolf Bay Watershed Watch and Riviera Utilities. Learn more at wolfbaywatershedwatch.org.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts & Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we've had a good start so far in Mobile, but the Lillian Bridge between Baldwin County and Pensacola actually closed due to a major accident involving an 18-wheeler. There's fuel spilled on the roadway, likely be several hours before the roadway is going to be cleared. South Alabama football is heading to Troy on Wednesday, October 16th for the Battle for the Belt. We need you there to support the Jags and help us bring the belt back, but we need you there safely. The battle is real. Buckle up and drive safe, Alabama. Go Jags! And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5. Traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on the good news side, just about an hour away from Captain Bobby Abrascato and the FM Talk 106.5 Fishing Report. Get the lowdown from him on some fall fishing, even though the fish probably still think, yeah, this is summertime. But on the calendar, it's fall fishing. Also going on today, we mentioned it earlier, Senator Doug Jones in South Alabama. Starting at noon today, he'll be at the Mobile Chamber of Commerce's Forum, Alabama. Starts at noon down at the Riverview, and then he'll be down in the Bayou with 18th Surgeon General of the United States, Regina Benjamin. That's going to be Bayou Clinic, Winslow Avenue and Biolabattery, starting at 2:15, and then he'll host the Escambia County Constituent Town Hall, Bruton Town Hall. That's at 5 o'clock this afternoon. 6:41, more headlines now. Here's Kelly.
Good Thursday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Tense moments at the Oasis Travel Center on Wilcox Road on I-10. The building was evacuated after someone found a suspicious package, and that package was making a very unusual sound. Again, the gas station was evacuated for a short time. The Mobile Police Department bomb squad responded to take a closer look at the package, and that's when they discovered it was a GPS ankle monitor with a charger, which had been left at the store. The search is on now for who that ankle monitor belongs to and how it was left abandoned at the gas station. Also in Baldwin County, a teenager is recovering this morning after being hit by a teen driver. Foley police say a 16-year-old, she backed her vehicle into a 14-year-old at Keller Road and Moy Lane. Police are calling this an accident. The Alabama Law Enforcement Agency, though, is investigating. As for the 14-year-old, they are in stable condition. And back across the bay here in Mobile, shots were fired Wednesday afternoon. Police confirm a male victim was shot, but his injuries, thankfully, are non-life-threatening. That shooting happened at Stanton Road and Oakley Drive, very close to University Hospital. The victim told Mobile Police said he did not know who shot him. The investigation, though, does continue at this hour, and if you have information, you are encouraged to call Mobile Police. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
For 20 years, locally owned and operated Pro Tent Window Tinting has been protecting Mobile area homes, businesses, and vehicles from damaging heat and sun rays. Pro Tent specializes in premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films and offers a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs. Blow out your window with a rock while mowing the lawn? It's covered. Angry ex put a golf club through your windshield? It's covered. Pro Tent Window Tinting. Like us on Facebook to check out our work. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. It's business as usual at the Oasis Travel Center off the Wilcox Road exit at I-10. After a bomb scare last night, employees were alarmed when they heard beeping coming from a box left at the gas pumps. A bomb squad was called in. Turns out it contained a GPS ankle monitor and a charger. Baldwin County Sheriff's Office is investigating who ditched the package at Oasis and why. The 48th Annual National Shrimp Festival kicks off in Gulf Shores today. The festival brings out local people and people from all around the country as well. There is music and dozens of vendors offering some of the best seafood in the Gulf Coast. The festival runs through Sunday. Senator Doug Jones will visit South Alabama today. He'll be making stops in Mobile, Bayou LaBattery, and Escambia County. The senator will speak with the Mobile Chamber of Commerce's Forum Alabama lunch at the Renaissance Hotel at noon. Then he'll discuss health care with the 18th Surgeon General, Regina Benjamin, at 2:15 at the Bayou Clinic. He'll round out his tour with a town hall meeting at the Bruton City Hall at 5 o'clock. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG. News 5.
Retirement. It could be the best years of your life. You'll finally get to do what you want to do. Travel, golf, spend time with the grandkids, or just relax at home. But you have to plan for it. Start by tuning in to Andrew McNair of Swan Capital every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say. Make retirement the best time of your life. Tune in every Sunday at 1 for What Your Money Would Say with Andrew McNair. Investment advisory services offered only by duly registered individuals through AE Wealth Management, LLC.
Braves get steamrolled by St. Louis, the Nationals upset the Dodgers, and the president goes after NBA coaches. Quarter till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. St. Louis Cardinals are moving on to the National League Championship Series after scoring a record 10 first-inning runs yesterday afternoon in a 13-1 win over the Atlanta Braves. Cardinals outfielder Dexter Fowler led off the game with a walk and then scored, and he also scored St. Louis's first run of the game. Then he came back to the plate later in the inning and hit a 2-RBI double to left field for a 7-0 lead.
Fowler, that's inside the bag. Another fair ball. This is going to score two more, and the Cardinals just pouring it on in the first inning.
Colton Wong followed that with another hit to stretch the lead to 10-0 before Atlanta even got up to bat. The 10-run first inning set an MLB playoff record and tied the record for most runs ever scored by a team in any playoff inning. The Cards tacked on another run in the second and two more in the third. Braves third baseman Josh Donaldson scored Atlanta's only run on a fourth inning solo home run. Mike Foltynewicz started on the mound for Atlanta and gave up six of the Cardinals' runs before he was pulled after only one out. He was, needless to say, disappointed after the game.
I don't know what happened out there. I'm very embarrassed for all this hard work. for this team to do. Veterans, rookies, all of us guys, for it to come down to this, not even give our team a chance.
Braves have now lost 10 straight postseason series. That ties a record. They last advanced to a championship series in 2001. After the game, longtime Braves catcher Brian McCann announced his retirement.
This is everything that I wanted to do. I wanted to come back and get a chance at the postseason, and this is it for me. So I'm going to go home and be a dad and play with those kids.
McCann said he made the decision to retire following the season around a month and a half ago. In the other NLDS Game 5, the Washington Nationals rallied from a 3-0 deficit to upset the NL-leading LA Dodgers in extra innings 7-3. Washington tied the game at 3 in the 8th inning on back-to-back homers. Anthony Rendon and Juan Soto both hit solo homers off Dodgers pitcher Clayton Kershaw, who came off the bench in relief of starter Walker Buehler. Then, in the top of the 10th inning, a Nats grand slam from Howie Kendrick.
Kelly's one-strike pitch. Swinging a fly ball, center field deep. Bellinger going back to the warning track, to the wall. It's a grand slam! Howie Kendrick has done it!
That call from Nationals radio on 106.7 The Fan. It's the first Nationals playoff series win since they moved to Washington in 2005. The National League Championship Series will begin tomorrow in St. Louis at 7 p.m. Tonight, Game 5 of the American League Division Series between Houston and Tampa Bay. Gerrit Cole will start on the mound for Houston. Tyler Glasnow for Tampa. Winner moves on to face the Yankees in the ALCS. It may just be preseason, but rookie Zion Williamson's giving New Orleans Pelicans fans plenty to be excited about. Zion scored a game-high 29 points last night in a Pelicans win over Chicago, 127-125.
Holiday, the rebound. Quick outlet. Both teams want to push
there
the
it
pace.
Is.
Ball throws it up. Williamson lays it down.
Great, unselfish play right there by Ball.
Williamson had 16 points by halftime and added 13 more in the third quarter before coach Alvin Gentry sat his starters. New Orleans will play 3 more preseason games before they start the regular season in Toronto on October 22nd. As China continues to cut ties with the NBA following Houston Rockets general manager Daryl Morey's pro-Hong Kong tweet last week, coaches, players, and now President Trump have weighed in on the situation. The NBA apologized to China for Morey's tweet that supported the Hong Kong protesters, but that didn't keep Chinese companies from cutting ties. Usually outspoken head coaches Steve Kerr and Greg Popovich did not criticize China when asked about the situation, like they have criticized the president in America so many times before. So yesterday, the president criticized them.
Well, the NBA is a different thing. I mean, I watch this guy, Steve Kerr, and he was like a little boy. He was so scared to be even answering the question. He couldn't answer the question. He was shaking. Oh, I don't know. I don't know. He didn't know how to answer the question. And yet he'll talk about the United States very badly.
The NBA has hosted exhibition games in China since 2006, but they're now unsure of their future in the world's second largest economy. In some Sunbelt Fun Belt Wednesday night action, Appalachian State remained undefeated with a 17-7 win over Louisiana Lafayette. In a rematch of last year's Sunbelt title game, Mountaineers quarterback Zach Thomas scored on 2 7-yard touchdown runs. App State now 5-0 this season and hold the nation's third longest win streak at 11, behind only Ohio State's 12 and Clemson's 20. 10 minutes till 7 on FM Talk 106.5. That's the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. Butch Cassidy's has happy hour Monday through Thursday from 3 until 7, featuring 2-for-1 hot wings, $2 domestic beer, and $7 for select pitchers. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
All right, and to update once again, the Highway 98 bridge, the Lillian Bridge there, is shut down for the next couple of hours. A wreck there involving an 18-wheeler. I don't know how many other vehicles we are finding out this morning. 3 fatalities in that accident. The bridge is shut down. So if you're going from Baldwin County or Florida into Baldwin County there across the Lillian Bridge, you're not doing it for the next couple of hours. It is shut down. Give you another update with Kane from the traffic department coming up in just a minute.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Mobile Police Department are clear. Steady ride so far now in Baldwin County. Lillian Bridge between Baldwin County and Pensacola closed due to a major accident involving an 18-wheeler. It's going to be closed for several hours. A lot of fuel on the bridge. Market in the Park is back again this Saturday and every Saturday through November 23rd from 7:30 in the morning till noon at Cathedral Square. Stop to get locally produced fruits, veggies, and plants. Get the details at specialeventsmobile.org. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be mostly sunny across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated afternoon thunderstorms with temperatures in the upper 80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the lower 70s. And then tomorrow, partly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and highs in the upper 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you planning a party, special event, wedding, or corporate function? Well, let Neiman's Catering be part of your next event. Hi, I'm Alec Neiman with Neiman's Catering, and we take great pride in helping you with your special event. Our team of professional event planners bring many years of experience to guide you through the process and the event to remember. Call Neiman's Catering today at 473-3900 and let our team be part of your next event. Check out our website at neimanscatering.com. Look us up on Facebook and give us a like. Just remember, Neiman's Catering for all your catering needs. Go Jags!
Miss a show?
No!
No problem. Podcasts of your favorite FM Talk 106.5 shows are waiting for you right now at fmtalk1065.com. And never miss a minute of the best in local talk when you subscribe to FM Talk 106.5 on iTunes or Stitcher.
It's 6:52, FM Talk 106.5, Mobile Mornings. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic. By the way, Kane, listen up. Josh just hit us up on the text line at 343-0106. Said there's a two-car accident on I-10 at exit 15, on the exit 15 bridge, eastbound. All right, so let me picture this. So exit 15 is this Highway 90. That's how I think I'm right, Highway 90. So two-car accident, I-10, exit 15 bridge, eastbound, far left lane and shoulder. Police not there yet. Traffic not backing up, but I'm sure it will. Josh, thanks for that update. You can always do that. See a traffic issue out there when you have a safe time to text us or call us.
Mm-hmm.
343-0106. Thanks for those updates. We appreciate them. All right, Kelly's got headlines right now.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Before you reach for that Bluebell ice cream today, heads up, there's a recall in effect for the half-gallon flavor of Butter Crunch ice cream. The sweet treat may contain pieces of plastic. The FDA made the announcement on Wednesday, saying the Butter Crunch half gallons involved in this recall were made August the 26th and have the code 08262122 right there on the lid. The half gallons were sold in parts of Alabama, Florida, Georgia, Kentucky, Mississippi, North Carolina, Tennessee, and Virginia. Stores were told to remove the product from their shelves. An investigation by Bluebell was launched after a customer says that they found a plastic tool in a half gallon of Butter Crunch. The company then investigated and determined that the broken tool was, quote, inadvertently incorporated into the production process in a small amount of product. A Bluebell spokesperson tells AL.com that about 1,700 half gallons are involved in this recall. So if you've purchased this recalled item, you can return the ice cream to the place of purchase for a full refund. If you have questions, you can call the FDA at 979-836-7977. Mark your calendars. You are invited to Boo at Bellingrath Saturday, October 26th from 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. You can dress up your little ghosts and goblins for a spooktacular day of Halloween fun at Boo at Bellingrath. Again, Saturday, October 26th. So the gardens will be filled with Halloween-themed inflatables, and local businesses and organizations will set up treat stations throughout the gardens to hand out candy and trinkets. The day will include two magic shows featuring Dr. G and his magic balloons, spooky story time with the Mobile Public Library, food trucks on the Great Lawn, and musical entertainment from Keith the Mailman Burns on Live Oak Plaza. You can purchase your tickets ahead of time by going to bellingrath.org or purchase at the door. Admission is $14 for adults and $8 for children ages 5 to 12. For more information, call 251-973-2217. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 6:55, FM Talk 106.5. Just joining us, the big traffic story of the morning. Lillian Bridge, accident involving at least, you know, one other vehicle and an 18-wheeler. It is a fatality accident. Three fatalities in that accident. They also are telling us from Baldwin County Sheriff's Department that fuel's on the road. It's going to be a couple hours before they get the bridge opened back up. So you go from Pensacola to into Baldwin County over into Florida, whatever it is. If you're using the Highway 98 bridge, you're not doing it for a couple hours this morning. So do take an alternate route, and we'll keep you up to date with the opening when it happens through our traffic department and Kane. All right, this is one of these stories here. This is tough stuff. Tough stuff. Maybe it's happened at a church near you. What would Jesus say about this? Two women from Camden, New Jersey were busted last week for cheating during church bingo night.
Oh, no.
Church volunteer. This is the stuff that, this is like the whispers out after Mass where we're going, did you hear? The church volunteer caught 71-year-old Teresa Davis and 38-year-old Keisha Brockington taping numbers onto their bingo cards to win a bingo prize, which the prize was a little under $200.
Oh, man.
Church called the cops. Imagine the cops having to respond to the church at bingo night.
And arrest the 71.
That's correct. Teresa and Keisha were arrested for improper behavior. Huh? Is that a charge?
At church, it is. It's a sin.
Is that? Wait, it is a sin, but there's improper behavior. If that was a, that's something that could send you to jail, I might have been. Spokesperson for the church said it's the first time they've had a cheating incident in the 20 years that they've been running their bingo game. Did so the women were taping the numbers to the bingo cards to make sure they were a winner.
The judge must not have had very good vision, I guess. Nice, bingo judge.
Nicely done. 658 FM Talk 106.5. We'll check in with News 5 and National News on the way, plus Dr. Bill. And then we got more headlines.